Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is it about Berlin that attracts many Israelis to move there? Diaspora Israel Day is a new holiday which was initiated by Project Domim Alike, which is a joint program of the Israeli Reform Movement and the Israeli government. It's a holiday celebrating the ongoing connections between Jewish communities worldwide and the continuous sense of peoplehood among them. The festival cherishes thousands of years of united and full Jewish life in different places around the world. The holiday is celebrated on the seventh day of the Hebrew month of Cheshvan, which this year fell on the 27th of October. There are no really accurate statistics on how many Israelis are currently living abroad. Different sources place the number somewhere between 500,000 and 1,000,000 people. One of the most popular destinations for these expats is Berlin, home to an estimated 10 to 15,000 Israelis. We recently met a few of them and briefly spoke with them about their own experiences there. We asked them where in Israel they were from, why they decided to emigrate to Berlin, and what they were doing there, and also what they most like about living in that city. Then we had a more in-depth conversation with Polina Garayev, an Israeli journalist who's also based in Berlin.
My name is Tomer, I'm 30 years old, and I'm from Haifa, which is a big city. I decided to come to Berlin because I didn't find myself politically and socially in Israel. I think that Israel is not for everybody, and it has a very specific notion to which one has to comply, and if he doesn't or she doesn't, then they just are not, they don't fit this place.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, I think that the atmosphere is, in the last few years that I was there, was becoming very violent and very aggressive. And it's something that I didn't want to have around me. I didn't want to practice this way of life in my daily routines. So I moved to a place that I find a more subtle and more welcoming to me. And I'm here for 7 years now. And what I do, I study comparative literature in the Free University. And I compare German and French literature. I will be moving to Paris on Sunday. What I like about living in Berlin is this atmosphere of no judgment. I can be whatever I want to be. As long as I'm not hurting anybody, nobody really cares how I choose to live my life. And there is room for all kinds of opinions. Of, it doesn't matter how radical it is or how not mainstream it is. It's just it has a place here. So that's what I like about this place. Yeah. I'm sure it is like that in the first sight. Lately, after 7 years, I'm starting to think there's also disadvantages to a place, and one has to just do a priority list and decide.
So my name is Shaul. I'm 27 years old. I come from Tel Aviv originally. My family lives in Tel Aviv, but the last years I lived in Jerusalem, where I studied. After finishing my BA, I decided to come do my MA here in Berlin. Actually, after having done exchange semester here in the city, I decided to stay and to study further. This was a year ago. I've been here for 2 semesters so far. As I said, I'm studying here at the university. I'm studying history. I also work as a research assistant. And what do I like most about living in Berlin? Well, the living is easier and more laid back than Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It sounds a bit superficial, but it matters that the prices are lower. And living is just practically easier, which helps being a student. Also, at the university, there's a great international atmosphere. You get to meet all kinds of people that I wouldn't have met
Do you plan to stay here?
I'm going to stay here for one more year, at least to finish my studies. After that, I'm not sure.
Hi, my name is Gadi. I'm 45 years old and I come from a small town in the vicinity of Tel Aviv. I came to Berlin in order to study at the university. I got a scholarship and I studied literature and philosophy. And I'm here for about 15 years already. I'm working as a translator. I translate prose and philosophy from German into Hebrew. And what I like about living in Berlin is mostly the openness, the fact that there are many people here from around the world, the fact that the city is really giving you the opportunity and the chance to do almost anything that you want, culturally wise, society wise. Yeah.
Why Berlin and not another city?
In Germany?
Or not, or in France, or in the United States?
Well, Berlin is very cheap to live here, but it's also a very important city for the Jewish and Hebrew culture before the Second World War. And I wanted to live this culture, to try to maybe revive it in a way by being here. I do quite a lot of Hebrew cultural work here. I'm doing literature evenings in Hebrew in Berlin, where people who speak Hebrew come and listen and have some intellectual also discussions. So it's an important city for the history of Hebrew, of Jewish people. This is why I chose Berlin specifically.
So my name is Mai, I'm 24 years old, and I moved here almost a year ago. I'm studying here in the university, so I technically moved here for the university, but it's an American university, it's not a German one, and I'm planning on staying here after my studying will be over. Besides that, I'm working in an Israeli restaurant here to feel a little bit like home, though I'm the only Israeli in the restaurant. Originally, I'm from Rehovot. It's a small town close to Tel Aviv borders. And what I like most here in Berlin, I think, is the diversity of people and cultures. And even though it does also exist in Israel, I feel like here there's more people, obviously it's bigger, but you can really feel how everyone comes from a different place and everyone are still trying to keep their identity even though they're living in like this cultural place.
Why Berlin and not Paris or someplace else?
Really, just because the university was here. I think for the same idea, if it would be in Paris or in Barcelona, for example, I would have gone there. Yeah, it's really just because the university was there. And I can tell you that I chose Berlin over the US when I had the option, because I think Berlin, firstly, is closer to home, so I will be able to travel more. And also, because it is such like a cultural and bigger place, I think there's more place for other people. And for me, as a Jewish whose grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, to come back here and to study here and like being able to live here and be appreciated. I mean, every other person I'm telling, I'm a Jew from Israel, they're, oh, and you came here and it's so good and we're so happy. And, you know, it makes you feel that you're very welcomed. And yeah. I think Berlin really gives you that option to be whoever you are and
yourself.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Paulina. Could you tell us your name first and how old you are, where you're from?
My name is Paulina Garayev. I will be 28 in 2 weeks. I was born in Moscow in 89, and when I was 3 years old, I moved to Israel. I grew up there, and 2.5 years ago, I moved to Berlin to work as a correspondent here. That's what I've been doing since.
Where in Israel did you grow up?
In the Tel Aviv area, in Bat Yam, in Ramat Gan, and eventually, when I was old enough to get my own apartment, in Tel Aviv.
What did you study there?
I studied for my bachelor's film and political science, which I found to be very much connected to my work. I decided that I want to be a journalist when I was 12 years old, and I was also very interested in photography, so I thought that would be a great way to upgrade two hobbies into a profession.
Why did you decide to come to Berlin?
It was a mix of a personal decision and a professional decision. I never imagined that I would end up in Germany one day. It was never a goal. There was never a family connection that drew me here. I came here for the first time 4 years ago on a journalism exchange program. I did an internship at a German newspaper in Hamburg. And it was my first encounter with Germany, with German society. And I found it fascinating, simply. The processes that are happening currently as a result of the change of generations are extremely interesting to me as a journalist and in general as a person. The new phenomena that are arising that can be disturbing to some, of course, are interesting to me. And I was looking to understand the sources, what is motivating the people that are now taking to the streets and protesting, for example, against migrants, or they're trying to defend what they call the true nature of Germany. I was trying to really understand them.
I think that's a phenomenon that's happening in a lot of countries now.
That is true, but when it comes to Germany, I think there's special sensitivity involved. I think especially for Israelis, for Jews, when you see people marching in the street and talking about the true Germany and trying to claim that foreigners do not belong here, of course it brings up a lot of very painful memories. So when we're debating about, of course, the rise of populism all across Europe, this is important, but especially in Germany, I think this phenomena is unique. Also because of the unique backlash that it's receiving from the general population.
Did you speak German before you came?
No. I started learning German myself with this little Hebrew book that I bought in Israel a month before I got here for this internship. And when I returned to Israel for the first time before I moved here, I continued my studies. And also after I moved here, this is an ongoing process. I would not say that I speak German. I say that I'm learning German. I speak somewhat German.
And how long have you actually been in Berlin?
From the very beginning, with the exception of that internship that I did in Hamburg. When I moved to Germany, it was clear that the place I need to be is Berlin. Not because it's my favorite city in Germany, far from it, but just because this is the place where everything is happening. So if you're a journalist and you wish to cover Germany, you have to be in Berlin.
What kind of work are you doing specifically?
Well, my work is very diverse. I work for an Israeli channel in English, Arabic, and French. Of course, I work in English. And I'm doing also feature articles for the website, but also TV reports for our channel about everything that has to do with Germany. So not necessarily things that are connected to Israel or the Jewish community. Also, of course, those are of special interest to us. But also in general, covering German politics, German society, interesting projects that are happening here, and there are many of those. I would say it's very diverse, as I said, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to choose my own topic. So whatever I find interesting, I'm counting that somebody else among our readers or viewers will find interesting.
What channel is it?
I24 News.
And it's on the regular television, it's not only internet?
Well, in Israel, it's available currently only over the internet. In other also countries in Europe and in the United States, I think it's a regular cable channel. But it's not very widespread, so you kind of need to look for it. In France, for example, it's very much well known among French Jews. They believe that it's a proper French channel.
You've talked a little bit about the sorts of topics that you cover, but what kinds of programs do you do?
I do general TV reports, which means that in order to produce those, I conduct interviews with sometimes with one expert or several, with the directors of NGOs here in Berlin, sometimes with politicians or just with people on the street. And of course, I feel the streets. I feel if I'm covering a particular topic, like, for example, Yiddish studies in Berlin, or recently I also wrote about Jewish activism summer school that also took place here in Berlin. So, of course, I'm joining then the program and filming what is happening there.
So do you mostly concentrate on what might be known as current events, or do you do general culture and that kind of thing also?
Well, my personal interest is current events. I'm very much in touch with news. I'm a news editor by training. So, of course, whatever's happening right now is of special interest to me. But I think that in order to understand what is happening now, you also need to understand what has happened here before. Again, especially in Germany, a country and society that is extremely influenced by its past. So I find myself also sometimes digging into Germany's past, or asking at least, or interviewing experts to explain to me what has happened here before and how is it necessary to understand that in order to understand what is happening now.
Can you tell us a little bit about the school that you're studying at and what you're studying?
Well, I'm actually just now beginning my master's studies, international affairs at the Heritage School of Governance. This is a private university located in the heart of Berlin, which is, I would say, a very interdisciplinary school founded on the belief that in order to tackle the challenges of today, it's not enough to be an expert in just one field. It's not enough to just be a lawyer or just be an economist. You need to understand how all of those fields interact. And this school teaches us to do so with the expectation that we then become politicians, either in our own respective countries or in Germany or in the EU, NGO directors, experts in various fields and so on. I'm hoping to live up to that expectation.
What do you like most about living in Berlin?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. I think what is, of course, as I said, I feel quite often ambivalent about Berlin. I think it's a very complicated city, unlike any I encountered before. I remember when I first got here, it was following a Euro trip in which I discovered a series of classic European capitals, and I got used to a certain way of traveling. And then when I got to Berlin, I realized that none of what I expect, nothing applies here. It's completely different. It's deprived of any sort of logic. But on the other hand, it's there's a place for everyone here. And it's because it's fairly cheap. I think it was the previous mayor of Berlin that coined the phrase, Berlin is poor but sexy. So I completely agree with it. There's this feeling that you don't have to work too hard in order to get by, in order to enjoy the many advantages it has to offer. This, of course, carries some disadvantages, because another thing that people often say about Berlin is that this is a place where dreams come to die. People come here very motivated to do a lot of things, and then they discover how easy everything here is and how many other distractions you have here, and they neglect their main their plan or their main motivation. I'm hoping not to be one of them.
What don't you like about Berlin, personally?
As I said, it's often too big. It's not logical in any way. Other cities have a center. Also German cities, as I said, I was in Hamburg for quite a few months. And there, if you want to work, you know where to go. If you want to have a drink, you know where to go. If you want to party all night, there is a place just for that. In Berlin, everything is mixed. And as a result, people don't, from different parts of town, they don't really interact with each other. You have your own neighborhood, your own area. You kind of stick to that. Perhaps this is something that is a disadvantage in Berlin.
Do you plan to stay here?
So it seems, definitely. I think that Berlin has a lot to offer. There are a lot of very interesting opportunities here for journalists, for professionals, for young professionals particularly, since it's a growing city, it's developing, it's still looking for its own identity in many ways. So I'm hoping to find my place here as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.